I've just arrived at Bletchley Park, and a particular part of Bletchley Park. Where are we, Lynn?
You're at the National Museum of Computing.
I should get that by now. It says it all over the wall. I came here to see Computed.
Hi.
Who's going to be doing some evil hacking stuff. Oh, I wasn't meant to say that. He's going to help me out with some of my tech in a minute. But this gentleman here, what's your name, sir?
Justin Shaw.
Justin Shaw has just bought in two boxes of what I deem as legendary pocket computing equipment. Can you explain what's in these boxes?
It's quite a wide range of Scion handheld computers and a couple of their laptops, going back to the very first Organizer, going all the way through to the very last Revo products. In the midst of it, there are a collection of prototype versions from the time that I worked at the company. So there's a prototype of the very earliest form of the Series 5, three or four stages of its development, commercial versions, and special one-offs in special plastics and so on and so forth. And they are part of a they are all of a collection that I accumulated during the time that I worked there.
Wow. When you say you accumulated, did you have a false bottom in your lunchbox?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Part of the development process, my primary job was writing service manuals, so I was given prototypes and told, rip this apart, write the book. And there's actually a set of some of the service manuals in there as well.
That's fantastic. So, excuse my ignorance on this subject, because a friend of mine is a massive fan and he'll tell me off for not knowing anything. What happened to Scion? You can get political if you want.
I will get political. We partnered with another company, and the other company pulled out at the end of a very long and expensive development project, and that left Scion with no way forward to market that product. And at that point, they just withdrew from consumer electronics. They still go on today. They do industrial handhelds, industrial laptops. In fact, they even make petrol pumps.
Really?
Yeah. They merged with a company called Techlogic, a Canadian technology company that did lots of logistics and things like that. There's two in the box here. You can see the orange and the yellow.
I recognise those.
They're actually some of the industrial handhelds that were built back in the 1990s.
Back in the day. My friend still uses his Scion. I think he uses a Scion Series 3A or something.
Yeah.
Do you still use one?
Not anymore, but anybody who has, say, a Nokia mobile with the Series 60 operating system on it, it's the same operating system as the Series 5.
Symbian,
it's
didn't realise.
The Symbian platform. Symbian grew out of Scion.
That shows how either out of date Nokia is or how
the operating system was a very, very robust platform built from the ground up in the late 90s.
Lynn's now going through the boxes and she's taking out
some. It's the very first Organizer, the Organizer 1, which, as I said earlier, is believed to be the first electronic Organizer.
Whoa. So, and that is in great condition.
Work. It should still work. Some of these will still work, not all of them.
So you basically want to give them a home?
Absolutely. I can't look after them. They're going to rust and, you know, the electronics are all going to fall apart in my garage. And they belong here because this is, you know, Museum for British Computing, and they're very much a British company. So,
Have we got anything proud, you know, to feel proud about regarding British Computing now?
ARM.
Okay.
ARM's still going. Symbian obviously grew out of this. Mm-hmm. I think what happened here was quite excellent. I hear the Commodore 64's coming back.
Really?
Yeah, but I believe it's an American company. They're redoing it, so it's like a PC. Literally, that looks like a keyboard, and you plug a monitor into it and everything, but it won't be obviously a...
going backwards to go forwards.
380 or 6500?
64 gig now, maybe.
Yes, more likely, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, and you get donations quite a lot, but this is, as far as I'm concerned, quite an interesting, because handhelds are now very, very, very big.
Yes.
Look at the iPad and the fact that mine has... that's meant to be winging its way to be now has been stopped by an act of God because the guy can't get on the plane due to the stupid volcano.
Yeah.
It will, well, yes.
It will run ridiculously hot. It won't have 3 weeks of battery life, that's for sure.
Hang on, the Scion ran for 3 weeks?
Some of these were
dropped. Are you listening to this, Apple? Mm-hmm. I've just had to plug my phone in the car on the way.
On two double A's.
On two double A's.
On two double A's. The Series 5 would run 3-4 weeks on two double A's without a problem, with a backlight. No colour, unfortunately.
So, sometimes you don't need it. Lynn, what's your experience of these?
Well, I had a 3C and a 5A, so I've used, and I also had the Organiser XP and the LP64, LZ64 as well.
I was expecting to see you in a Scion T-shirt next week. That was quite a lot of...
But this is an amazing collection of really rare bits of kit.
I mean, well, this one's neon green.
It's a very complete collection, and we now need to get one of our volunteers to take photos of everything and curate the whole collection so that we know what we've got, put the story together, and put them out on display in the museum.
Fantastic. It's almost enough for Scion to have its own museum, nearly.
That's a good collection.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay.